October 16, 1906. How each good is a distinct melody in heaven. Having neglected to write what follows, obedience commanded me to do it. I seemed to be outside of myself, and it seemed that there was a special feast in heaven, and I was invited to this feast. It seemed I was singing with the very blessed, because, up there, there is no need to learn, but one feels as though an infusion in one's interior, and whatever the others sing or do, one is able to do as well. Now, it seemed to me that each blessed is a key, that is, a melody himself, but all are in harmony among themselves, though each one is different from the other. One sings the notes of praise, one the notes of glory, one of thanksgiving, one of blessings, but all these notes reunite into one single note, and this note is love. It seems that one single voice reunites all those voices and ends with the word, love. This cry, love, is such a sweet and strong resounding that all other voices remain as though extinguished in this canticle, love. It seemed that all the blessed were made ecstatic, drowsy, awake, inebriated by this cry or chant, love, high, harmonious, beautiful, which deafened the whole of heaven. They participated, one could say, in one more paradise. But who were the fortunate ones who cried out more loudly, who made this note, love, resound in everything, and who brought great happiness into heaven itself? They were the ones who had loved the Lord more when they lived on earth. Ah, they were not the ones who had done great things, penances, miracles. Ah, no, never. Love alone is what surpasses everything, and leaves everything behind. So, it is one who loves much, not one who does much, that will be more pleasing to the Lord. It seems I am speaking nonsense, but what can I do? It is obedience's fault. Who doesn't know that the things from up there cannot be spoken down here? So, in order not to speak more nonsense, I stop here.